afternoon and welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. You're on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Currently, another overcast day in Wausau. In fact, seen so many of those. We need a little sunshine. Need a little sunshine to feel a little brighter. But overcast, guys, 23 degrees is the temperature. Normally at this time, we get a chance to speak with our meteorologist, Ray Miller, from the weatherology.com Weather Center. But Ray getting a well-deserved day off. So just going to go through the forecast here tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, a low of around 12. And it looks pretty quiet for the next few days. Tomorrow, partly sunny. I hope so. We were supposed to get some sunshine this afternoon. I haven't seen it yet. But partly sunny tomorrow, high near 31. Calm winds becoming south, 5 to 8 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 25. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 35. And then for Martin Luther King Day coming up on Monday, rain and snow showers likely before 1, then rain showers, high of 36. Hard to believe that here in the middle of January, we're going to have some rain showers. Going to probably have some of the snow start melting away soon, too. And if you're somebody out on the ice, be aware of that, because some of the ice is getting thin in certain areas and need to make sure that you avoid going on some thin ice and getting to into some trouble. Right now, overcast in 23. Winds are variable at 5 miles per hour. Wind chill factor of 17. The dew point is 15. Relative humidity of 72%. The barometer at 30.26 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear a conversation that I and Jeff Gress had with, again, one of the really terrific young student athletes in Wausau from Wausau West High School. Senior basketball standout and terrific scholar as well, Lexi White. Before the break, I was talking about the special prosecutor, special counsel, now looking at Joe Biden and the classified documents. Again, look at it. And I'm sure the president's going to say, take a look. We gave it back, unlike the other guy. But the hypocrisy of these, every hour, we're starting out with the news. Oh, Joe Biden and the special counsel. We're hearing more about this than what Donald Trump did. And after nothing with Trump, then a special counsel, and then within a snap of the finger, one for President Biden. But when you think back to special counsels over the years, why is it always that a special counsel for a Democrat is a Republican? Ken Starr, Republican. The guy that's doing President Biden right now, a Republican. And why is it always when there is a special counsel for a Republican, it's also a Republican? Go back to Bob Mueller. Always, Robert Mueller, the special counsel that was put in place to investigate Donald Trump. He was a Republican. I believe even during the Reagan administration, it was a Republican. I think the last time there was a special counsel who was not a Republican may have been Archibald Cox back during Watergate. But there seems to be different rules. Republicans feel like, well, we can never have a Democrat be the special counsel to us. But always when there's a special counsel for a Democratic president, it always has to be a Republican. So if it's a Republican, hey, we have a Republican counsel. If it's a Democrat, we have a Republican counsel. Again, it just seems a little off to me. Coming up at 5:45 today, we have high school hockey. Wausau West against number 4 ranked Eau Claire Memorial. First round of the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. And we'll have it live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up next, we'll have my conversation. Really, I think it's very cool. I'm looking forward to having you hear it with Lexi White. That's coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. And again, don't forget, if you haven't already, download that Civic Media app. Get Bull Falls Radio and get all the other Civic Media radio stations as well.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. West End girls.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Show on a Friday. The time is 3:17. Currently overcast skies and 23 degrees. Counting down to the weekend. I was much of this week, wasn't sure I was going to make it, but you can see the finish line and getting ready for the weekend and hopefully a little bit of sunshine tomorrow. We'll have another look at the weather coming up in a little bit. But again, on Wednesday evening, during our Big High School Sports Show, I am a host along with Jeff Gress, the former Newman Catholic boys basketball coach. And our student-athlete guest this week was from Wausau West High School, their outstanding senior guard, Lexi White, part of the Wausau West girls basketball team, looking for a third consecutive Wisconsin Valley Conference championship. And also, in addition to her outstanding work on the hard court, she is able to do it in the classroom as well. Just a fantastic student athlete. And had a chance to talk to her on Wednesday, and here's how we started. From Wausau West High School, outstanding senior guard, Lexi White. And Lexi, first of all, thank you very much for popping on over.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Very good. And questions will all be easy, so don't worry about that. But it is your senior season, and it's been, last Friday, you were able to hit a milestone, 1,000 points, but it's been quite a ride. I mean, you had conference championships back-to-back years, looking for a third one in a row this year. Mm-hmm. When you look at your high school career, because you've had an opportunity to play a lot of varsity basketball, how have you changed as a player since you first started playing varsity up to where you are now?
So, yeah, I got the opportunity to start playing varsity my freshman year, and I was definitely, more of a role player. I knew that if I wanted to see the court, my defense was definitely the most important thing. So I was definitely in there just to guard some of their better players, get some rebounds. And as I've gotten older, I've definitely grown as a leader and communicating on the court and making some more offensive plays for my teammates, kind of just like making sure everybody is on the same page, knowing what's going on, and just being the leader of the offense.
Real quick before Jeff jumps in, you talk about playing as a freshman.
When you were a freshman, when you came in as a varsity basketball player, was there anybody in particular that was able to help you maybe in a significant way to adjust? Because we talk about this all the time. There's such a big difference between, mm-hmm. say, being 14 years old and being 17 or 18 years old. I mean, there's a real big difference. Was there anybody that was someone that was able to help you as a freshman to help you get on the right track?
Yeah, I was definitely pretty, like, scared going into it. I didn't really know, like, where it fit in, I guess. But Kylie Deaton and Grace Michalski, my teammates, definitely just, like, kind of took me in right away, like, let me know, like, I was where I belonged and kind of just helped me understand what my role was and how I could contribute to the team.
And how about your team so far this year? You guys have had a lot of, time to grow, time to bond. You were together last year with a chunk of those players. So far this season, some things that, you know, from your perspective, from all the time you've logged and experience and judgment you want to make, things that you think you guys, hey, we do this really well. This is what you're going to see from us on a given night. And then, you know, here's something we want to work on and be really strong at by the end of the season and keep improving it to be ready for the playoff run and conference title, whatever we want to get to.
Definitely. Like you said, a lot of us are super close, not only on the court, but off the court too. We're all, like, pretty much best friends. So I think that you can see that in the way that we play. We're, especially in offense, we kind of know, like, exactly where each other's going to be, what our strong suits are, and we try to get each other open in those looks. One thing that we're still working on right now is just our defense. I think that from knowing each other really well, we know what we're good at, but I think that we can do a little bit better communicating with one another and just being on the same page a little bit more on the defensive end.
One of the ways you find out what you have to be better at is being challenged, and you've been challenged by some really impressive teams and some very impressive players. And I know you're going to be going on to play college basketball, but so far this season you faced the kids that are going to be playing at UConn, yeah. You know, in D1. What's it like knowing that, you know, having that opportunity? I imagine that's very exciting because as a athlete, you probably want to test yourself. What were those experiences like?
Yeah, going into those games, I mean, I knew that we were going to be tested. We all knew that. But we still knew what we wanted to accomplish. It was definitely like a test for us, like you said, to get to just see where we're at against that extremely high level of competition. And also, in those games, like, they did have some amazing players, but also seeing the way that they supported their teammates, the way that their teams, like, all worked together super well and, like, knew each other super well was something that was super, I guess, inspiring for us. If we want to be, like, competing at that level, we knew that we have to get there as well.
Were you surprised at all on the courts? Because, I mean, you played both mm-hmm. in high school and also outside the high school, but when you do face somebody at that level, that obviously when someone like Gino Auriemma wants to bring them to campus, was there anything surprising, or was it more normal than maybe you expected?
I guess it was kind of a shock just seeing, like, how they, like, created offense for their other teammates. Like, obviously, all eyes are going to be on KK Arnold. All eyes are going to be on Allie Zabel, but...
And you saw Allie last spring.
Right, too, so. Yeah. But they also, like, create so many shots for their teammates that it's just, like, pretty cool to see that they're not all about themselves. Like, they want the best for all their teammates.
And we'll jump back to your team then, and 'cause you said you guys get along, you're friends, it's really fun, and, mm-hmm. and I know that's always a big deal when you spend so much time with these people, you get to really know them. How about some of your teammates? What do they bring to the table that you like? Here's your chance to not forget anybody.
Are you saying that it's not all Lexi's team? I mean, come on.
I'm not labeling it any which way. I'm just saying, what do you some of your teammates, what do they bring to the table on the court that you see when you watch Wausau mm-hmm. West girls basketball team?
So right now, obviously, Kenzie Deaton is a super huge part of our team, and right now she's struggling with an ankle injury, but when she's on the court, you always know you're going to get 100%. She's a strong ball handler, and she can see the floor really well, and then she's a super hard worker on defense, so that's something that I really admire about her. She's always going to be the first to get on the floor and make that hard play that no one else is really willing to do. And then Molly Anderson, she's a super, she's extremely strong in the post for us. Probably one of the best rebounders I've ever seen. She always just finds a way to get in there and get at it. And then Kelly Cray, another one of our posts. She's a super hard worker. And again, she's another one of those players that's going to do whatever she can to help those around her. She's a great communicator and a great leader for everyone around her. She really knows how to put people in their spots that they're best at and contribute in the game that way.
You talked about Kenzie being out with the ankle. That's put a little more on your plate because in the ball handling aspect. How has that gone? Is it something that is it something bad? You can't wait to take it off your plate to have Kenzie back, or is it something that you enjoy doing?
I guess in the first game without her, it was very eye-opening to see everything that she, like, obviously I knew that she contributed to us a lot, but just to see how much, like, energy and hard work it takes to bring the ball up every time, it was kind of a shock. But I've gotten a little bit more comfortable with it as we've gone, but definitely still missing her like crazy to create our offense like that.
Again, we're talking to Lexi White from the Wausau West Warriors, senior basketball guard on Vol Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Jeff?
And I was going to ask, you mentioned some of your teammates, and we look at the stats and see where everybody kind of stands, and when everybody's healthy and they're all there, that's a balanced attack. That makes a big difference. How important is to have that handful of weapons night in and night out to contribute in different ways to make it difficult for the other team? Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the other, like, teams that we've played against, we know, like, their best player, we know they're always going to try to get it to them. But I think that's something pretty unique about us, is if one of us is having an off night, someone else is going to step up. Somebody's going to fill their shoes and just make a play. Everybody wants to make a play for others, not just themselves. And I think that that's something pretty special about our team.
Let's turn away from basketball for a few moments, because I think people need to know your academics are fantastic. I mean, it really is special to be able to balance playing basketball at a high level and also with the academics. You have been honored in a special way. Could you talk a little bit about the award that you received? And again, I should have it on the top of my mind, but I can't remember. But what was the honor you just received recently?
For the National Merit.
Yes, the National Merit, exactly.
Yeah, so I took the PSAT last year sometime, and I was commended as a National Merit Scholar for getting, like, one of the, I don't know, some top score.
Like top 1% or something like that. And also, you're a member of DECA, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a co-president.
Yeah, talk about that, because obviously that's the business club, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last year I served as an officer for DECA, and then this year I am serving as a co-president. So I kind of have the opportunity to help plan a lot of school outreach events and then community service events as well. So I've gotten to know a lot of other people super close from that, and then just had the opportunity to affect others in my school and my community, which I've really enjoyed.
Did you enjoy seeing your image on the big scoreboard at Tom Field this fall?
No.
Because there's a DECA project, and Kenzie and your co-president?
Yeah.
And they had a big announcement. And we see the big message on the board over at Tom Field.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask, obviously you have the college you're going to. You, as Chad mentioned, and you do very well academically. Is there, we always like to, wonder, do you have a pathway you want? Is there a major you're picking? Is there a field you want to go into that you've already thought about? Or kind of like, we're going to feel it out and see what it's like? You could go either way.
Right now I'm thinking something with chemistry, because I really like math and sciences, and then I'm thinking maybe something in the medical field from there, but it could definitely change from now. So
we have to take a quick break, but we're going to come back after our news update and have more of the discussion with Wausau West senior Lexi White coming up. It is Friday. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXTO. It is 3:34 here on this Friday afternoon. Again, having a conversation with the Wausau West Warrior High School basketball senior and outstanding student athlete, Lexi White. We started it prior to the news break. Continuing now with Lexi White.
And the thing is, she already is committed to Truman State University, and she's, in fact, wearing a purple Truman State sweatshirt here tonight. Obviously, it had to be a combination, both academically and athletically, and connecting with the school, connecting with the basketball program. Could you talk about that process? Because obviously, when somebody that has had the results that you've had, both in the classroom and on the court, you have to go through and probably make a very serious decision in order to decide the right place for your college to be able to express yourself in both ways. Mm-hmm. What was that process like?
Yeah, so when I was looking for a school, like you said, I definitely knew I wanted somewhere where I fit in the basketball atmosphere and then also in the classroom. So just knowing that I was surrounded by other athletes who really care about their grades and want the best for themselves on the court and in the classroom was something that was super important to me. So when I started talking to coaches, that was definitely at the forefront of my mind. And when I first talked to Coach Theo, he knew, like, the type of person I am is just like all of his other athletes. So that was super exciting for me just to know that that's a place where there's a lot of other girls like me. And then right when I got on campus, I just kind of knew that it felt like home. Like, all the other girls were super excited to meet me, super welcoming, and it just felt right from the moment I got there.
And have you seen, I'm assuming you've watched some basketball games with them, and kind of seen what's out there. What do you think will be, right now, if you had a pick in the moment, your biggest transition from playing as a senior in high school to a freshman in college? Like, you're like, okay, I've got to, you might be watching one of their games, I got to elevate my game on the, or this part of my game. Is there something you've already self-analyzed that you're like, I'm going to have to pick that up a little bit? It's like transitioning from eighth grade to freshman year of high school.
Yeah, definitely the speed of the game, I would say. It's a whole nother level. And then also, like, my strength, I've seen that that's going to have to get better at the next level. But just seeing, like their shooters are, like, automatic, I guess. So I think that my outside shot is something that I'm also going to have to improve at.
Do you think that you're going to have an opportunity early on, or is that something that's sort of up in the air?
Right now, I'm not really sure. I guess I'm just focused on, like, working my hardest until I can get there. But if I do get the opportunity, obviously that would be pretty exciting. But I know that I'm going to have to work hard before I get there.
Again, we're talking to Lexi White of the Wausau West High School girls basketball team on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. What do you like to do when you're not studying, when you're not playing basketball? What gets you away from it all?
I don't know. That's a good question, I guess.
Well, you never get away from it all.
I like to play with my dog, but...
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Zeke.
How old is Zeke?
Zeke is 3 years, I think. Oh, he's pretty naughty still.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to follow up because when I coached, you had the congratulations on the 1,000 points. And I never asked this question. Is that, you got to think you had it tucked away in the back of your head that, did you know you were close? Did you want to get the monkey off your back? Was it, because in the moment, everybody's all happy that it's an accomplishment. You got there. But sometimes from an individual player perspective, there can be a little pressure to end up there or get past it, however you want to look at it.
You knew it, right?
I mean, I had an idea of, like, how close I was, and, like, coming into the season, I knew that that was a goal that I wanted to hit, but I also knew that I didn't want to, like, dwell on the fact that I needed to get there, because I guess I was pretty, like, nervous about it, just, like, the pressure of getting that 1,000th point. So when I knew that I needed 3 more points in the Everest game, so I mean, like, in the game, I kind of forgot about it, but right when I hit that shot, I just knew, I guess.
And did you get to keep that basketball?
I did.
That's very nice, very nice. Are you involved in any other sports? We always like to ask this.
Yeah, I also play soccer.
Okay. What position do you play in soccer?
I play center mid.
Okay.
any comparison between soccer and basketball? Or is it, I mean, because obviously with your basketball skills and going on playing college, is soccer more for fun, or is it, do you have the same competitive spirit on the pitch?
I'm definitely a very competitive person, so I would say that I'm definitely super competitive in soccer too. But soccer definitely helps me with my agility and footwork. Like, it correlates a lot on defense. I see that, like, after soccer season, my feet will be a little bit quicker and I can just, like, move a little bit better just from that movement.
I know your brother played basketball at West.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other siblings?
No.
What, having an older brother that was involved in basketball and a really good basketball player as well, how did that affect you growing up in terms of getting involved in basketball?
Mm-hmm. So me and my brother have always been pretty close, so we are super competitive with each other, always wanting to, like, one-up each other and whatever. So from a young age, I guess that kind of helped me get into basketball a little bit more and then push myself to hopefully get as good as him. And then since we've, like, grown up a little bit more, he's been one of my biggest supporters, and I'm super thankful for that. So
real quickly, and obviously you've had the opportunity to play your full 4 years, and your brother was not able to. And that was so disappointing, because for all of us who watched him, he's such a fantastic player. I imagine that was tough for you as well.
Yeah. I definitely didn't want to take it for granted just because of everything that he went through. And just, like, seeing how he's, like, reacted to everything that I've accomplished, it kind of makes me feel sad that he didn't get all of that, because if he had the same opportunities as me, I knew that he would get all of this like me too. But it's definitely an inspiration for me to just, like, keep pushing for more and just know that, like, I have a lot more, I have a better opportunity than a lot of other kids did. So that kind of keeps me motivated on days when I don't really want to, I guess.
Remember to lead in the last question with that?
No, we're not. Okay. I got a couple more things.
That's what I was at, because that's a good
lead. I know,
that's
but
a good lead.
We're not ready for that yet.
So then my question is, you've seen your brother play a lot against conference foes and rivals growing up, and you've done the same in soccer and basketball. Mm-hmm. Do you have a team that you really enjoy going against as a rivalry in the conference that, like, you know, you just get a little bit more ready for, because you want to go out and show them up, and, you know, it's going to be a good game?
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, that was definitely Rapids, but the last couple of years, it's been Marshfield for sure. They have a really great program, a lot of super athletic, talented girls. So, I mean, just going into each one of our Marshfield games, we all get a little bit more locked in and just know that it's going to be a battle no matter what.
Well, that leads into Friday night, because you got Marshfield. Actually, before we talk about that, are you surprised that Stevens Point has been able to do what they've done so far this year? Because that shows what sports is, really. Because I think going in, it was like West and Marshfield, and Bash has come out of here and won a couple of tight ones against both your squads. It's interesting, isn't it? Was that a surprise to you right now when you look and see Stevens Point, what they did last night against Marshfield?
Yeah, I mean, we always knew that, like, you can't take any games for granted, but I think that this just shows us you can't take any team for granted. Anyone can win any game on any given day. So I think that pushes both us and Marshfield just to give it our all every night.
And I guess that said, that the goal of first, you know, you have your goals during the season, getting that conference championship, getting another conference championship is still very much in focus for you and your teammates.
Mm-hmm. With that loss to Spash, I guess that makes us all want it a little bit more, just because before this year we hadn't lost a conference game in 2 years.
Right.
So it kind of just put things into perspective that can be taken away super easily, but yeah.
Does that success from one season to the next, especially when you have returning players that experienced 1 year and come back for the next year, for their final year, does that put a lot of pressure on the plate in your mind, or does it just naturally lead to good things because now you've set the tone and set certain expectations of what you want to do as a team?
Mm-hmm. I think that this year, especially because we had back-to-back titles, it did bring some pressure to us at the beginning of the year. But it also just shows us, like, we are where we should be. We have the talent to win it again. We just have to put in a little bit more work.
What do you have to do against Marshfield to get a big win on Friday?
I think that the biggest thing for us will just be team basketball, getting a good shot each time down the court, taking care of the ball. And Marshfield is a very athletic team, so we're going to have to step up our defense a little bit more than it has been recently.
And with that, we'll lead into the kind of the final question we always like to ask our student athletes to get a feel for it. And I'm going to add a little bit to this one. One thing, you know.
You didn't ask me before the show, though.
We're improvising.
All right.
I don't know. There's no clock in here either to know what time it is.
So. Yeah, I thought you only could complain about that off the air.
Well, now I'm complaining.
All right.
Anyway, so one of my questions is, or my first one, you know, because obviously you're a senior, games are counting down, there's just less and less time to have that part of you. It's gonna, you know, you're gonna move on to the next stage after that. So what's one thing you're gonna miss the most? And then the second question is, if you had to give advice to anybody that's entering either whether it's high school basketball or just the West program, what would be the advice you'd give to that freshman coming in that you would have wanted to hear or that you think is usable? So one thing you'll miss and the advice you want to give to that next player.
Okay. So one thing that I'm going to miss the most is definitely just the bond that I've created with all my teammates. And then the excitement of a game day, like just going to school, everyone telling you good luck and then showing up to your game. The atmosphere of high school basketball is just different than anything else. And then my biggest piece of advice would be just to not take any day for granted. The basketball season is long. It's tiring at times. But having your games just like get less and less and just knowing that you have your time is running out just shows you that each practice is a new opportunity to get better. Each game is an opportunity to show what you have. And you don't want to take any of that for granted because time really does go faster than you think it does.
And finally, again, that one piece of advice to an incoming freshman that you, in your experience, have learned that you'd want to give to that person.
Mm-hmm. Probably just, like, be a good teammate, I guess. Like, I don't know, like the energy that you give to others will really impact the way that you play. So I know a lot of people are just interested in getting their own stats up, getting points. But I think that other than points, like there's a lot more that goes into the game of basketball that not a lot of people see. So just being a good teammate, trying to get shots for other people and putting in the work that other people might not realize will make you a lot better player than you realize.
Well, congratulations again on all the great accomplishments, including that 1,000th point. Best of luck against Marshfield on Friday night. Best of luck as you head to the playoffs as well. And thanks for coming on by.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that was Lexi White, the terrific Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball senior, as she appeared with me and Jeff Gress on Wednesday night on the Big High School Sports Show. Again, I have this program 2 to 4 p.m. each weekday, and then make sure you join me on Wednesdays along with Jeff from 6 to 8 p.m. as we talk high school sports and have long-form interviews with a coach and a player each and every week here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, you can also hear previous broadcasts of that if you go to our website, BowFallsRadio.com, and click on sports. We need to take a break. We'll come back. One more segment to go before we hand it off to the Devil's Advocates. I'm Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. 351, overcast, and 23 degrees in Wausau. It is the 13th day of January, 2023. Some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We're going to start with the one that happened 1 year ago today. 1 year ago today, on January 13th, 2021, President Donald Trump was impeached by the U.S. House over the violent January 6th siege of the Capitol, becoming the only president to be twice impeached. 10 Republicans joined Democrats in voting to impeach Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. However, Trump would again be acquitted by the Senate in a vote after his term was over. On this date in 1733, James Oglethorpe and some 120 English colonists arrived at Charleston, South Carolina, when en route to settle in present-day Georgia. On this date in 1794, President George Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag following the admission of Vermont and Kentucky to the Union. The number of stripes was later reduced to the original 13. On this date in 1941, a new law went into effect granting Puerto Rico U.S. birthright citizenship. Novelist and poet James Joyce also died in Zurich, Switzerland, less than a month before his 59th birthday, this date in 1941. On this date in 1964, Roman Catholic Bishop Karol Wojtyła, the future Pope John Paul II, was appointed Archbishop of Krakow, Poland, by Pope Paul VI. On this date in 1982, an Air Florida 737 crashed into Washington, D.C.'s 14th Street Bridge and fell into the Potomac River while trying to take off during a snowstorm, killing a total of 78 people, including four motorists on the bridge, four passengers, and a flight attendant survived. I can say I did not see this one, but in 1984 on this date, Hot Dog, the movie, was released in theaters. On this date in 1990, L. Douglas Wilder of Virginia became the nation's first elected black governor as he took the oath of office in Richmond. On this date in 2000, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates stepped aside as chief executive and promoted company president Steve Ballmer to the position. On this date in 2011, the funeral was held in Tucson, Arizona, for 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, the youngest victim of a mass shooting that also claimed 5 other lives and critically wounded Representative Gabrielle Giffords. And on this date, 3 years ago today, a guy that's been in the news lately, at a royal family summit in eastern England, Queen Elizabeth II brokered a deal to secure the future of the monarchy. It would allow Prince Harry and his wife Meghan to live part-time in Canada. Those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some famous folks who are celebrating birthdays today. Actor Francis Sternhagen is 93 years old. TV personality and father of George, Nick Clooney, is 89 years old. Actor Billy Gray turns 85. Actor Richard Mull is 80. Rock musician Trevor Rabin of one of my favorite rock bands, Yes. Trevor Rabin, 69 years old today. Actor Julia Louis-Dreyfus turned 62, of course, on Veep and Seinfeld. She was Elaine Bennis, outstanding actress, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Happy birthday to her. She is 62. Country singer Trace Adkins turns 61. Actress Penelope Ann Miller is 59. Also, actor Tracy Bingham is 55. She was on Baywatch. TV producer-writer Shonda Rhimes is 53. Another Baywatch actress, Nicole Eggert, is 51 years old today. Actor Orlando Bloom turns 46. Meteorologist Ginger Z of Good Morning America is 42. and NHL center from the Edmonton Oilers, perhaps, and I think pretty much everyone thinks so that knows hockey, the best player in the NHL right now, Connor McDavid. He turns 26 years old today. And if you out there celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you again about the $1 million advertising giveaway through Civic Media. Again, we are so excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, so we're doing something big to celebrate. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Well, save the date. Thursday, January the 26th, you'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your local business across our network for free. Again, no strings attached. A free advertising package being given away. Sign up on Thursday, January the 26th. We are giving away throughout the network, throughout the state of Wisconsin, $1 million in advertising, and the minimum will be $5,000. So again, a great opportunity if you are a business owner here in central Wisconsin to be able to spread the word about your business right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and throughout the Civic Media Network. Some rules do apply. You can get full details on our website. Just go to civicmedia.us/million. civicmedia.us/million. And make sure you let everyone know as well you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway right here on the Chad Holmes Show. And also you can get other information by going to find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be part of the conversation happening there. Well, that's going to wrap things up. I'll be back in a couple of hours at exactly 5:48 p.m. 5:48, I'll be at Marathon Park's Ice Arena, Wausau West Hockey against Eau Claire Memorial. But coming up next, it's Mike and Dom. It is the Devil's Advocates coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.